Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC. Off the phones this morning, Ed Townsend and For Your Love. Instrumental Magic in the Spotlight this week on Breakfast Radio. And right in there, too, Bent Fabric with Alley Cat. 9:33, good morning. I'm Jim Bednarik. It is Breakfast Radio for a Tuesday. The search for a new celebrity dancer is underway. ABC kicked off the fourth season of Dancing with the Stars last night in a special two-hour show. And on the studio lines this morning, once again for the fourth season of Dancing with the Stars, National Dance Champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you today?
Great, thank you.
Well, another season underway, and Cheryl Burke, who is the professional dancer that won the last two seasons, opened the night by dancing the cha-cha-cha with former Beverly Hills 90210 star Ian Ziering. I think I got his name right there.
Ian,
okay. And he looked good. What do you think?
He did. He looked great. I think Cheryl has the luck of the draw. I mean, she does a great job at being able to pick the winners. I think this guy's good. I think there are several that stand out.
Mm-hmm. They, you know, they picked up a 21 out of a 30 score, so that was a pretty good start for Cheryl.
Right.
The highest score went to former NSYNC singer Joey Fatone, who also looked good. He and Kim Johnson did well.
Yeah, I think Joey was great. He's had a good start, nice moves, maybe a bit too exciting too soon. You know, he's got to give himself room to move up, but he needs to smooth out a bit. Really good energy, great performer.
Yes, he is, and it looks like he could go far this season as well. Two other dancers got scores above 20. Ali there, Layla Ali with 23. What do you think of her?
I'm excited about her.
She can move. She's got some great moves.
Yeah, she can move well. She's got good footwork, of course, and good foot speed. She's got very nice arms. I was so impressed to see the, you know, of course, with boxing, you've got a fluid flow of throwing punches. But, man, she had some beautiful, lovely, feminine arms and great potential. I'm excited. If she was that sexy in a foxtrot, boy, watch out when we get to the rhythm dances.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a, you know what, like a bee, just like her daddy there, looking good. Let's see, gold medal skater Apollo Anton, how do you say his last name? Ono?
Yeah, Ono.
Ono, he got 21 points last night, and he was looking good, too.
I think Apollo's going to be the fan heartthrob favorite, you know? He's a cute little guy, he's talented as can be, he's at the top of his game. He was a bit awkward with some of his upper body lines, but, you know, he had good hips. He's got to work on the arms and hands a bit, but good smile, good energy. He can perform. He's going to be the one to watch because I think he's got great potential.
Heather Mills, Paul McCartney's estranged wife, was the show's first contestant ever who has a prosthetic leg. The judges, pretty impressed with her dancing, gave her an 18, and she surprised me as well. She's really good out there.
I was very impressed. You know, I have to tell you, Jim, in my life, one of my most memorable favorite dances was at a convention where a gentleman came up to me, and I just glanced back at his face, and he asked me to dance, and I said, absolutely, and turned around to take his hand and realized he only had one leg, and he wasn't wearing a prosthetic anything, and he put his crutch down and got up and danced, and it was one of the most fabulous dances I have ever had. He was very physically fit. He did beautifully, and I was so inspired, and so I thought of that. When she danced, I think she will be a wonderful inspiration for people that have difficulties that they have to overcome. It shows that dance comes from within, and you can overcome all obstacles.
Yep. Yes, indeed. And she impressed me last night on the floor. Now, we get into the lower tier of scores last night. Lisa Gibbons, your impression.
Well, Lisa's awkward. She doesn't have a lot of core strength or centering. She really doesn't manage herself on the floor very well. You can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be interesting. I think she wants it bad enough, and she can work at it, but it's going to be a little tough for her.
Mr. Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus, I think he's going to be the first one to go.
Goodness gracious.
You know, you said, you can't take the Kentucky out of the boy or whatever it is.
I so totally agree with the judges in that I just almost don't know what to say.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was.
Former basketball star Clyde Drexler, for a really tall guy, he did okay.
He is a gentle giant. He is so charming and smooth and a little bit stiff, but carried himself very well. I'd like to see him do smooth and use his height. He's a pleasure to watch. I kind of get captivated by him.
Miss USA 2004, Shondee Phinisee. What do you think of her?
That was Ken and Barbie, as they said. It was the smile that never stopped, and the faces must have hurt afterwards, like the judges said. I enjoyed it. It felt a little unemotional to me, lacked some luster and some genuineness to it, so we'll see.
We'll see, though, but she's got some potential
there. Oh, she does.
Yeah. Cliffy there, John Ratzenberger from Cheers, you know, he surprised me. Did better than I thought he would do.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah, for 2 weeks of training, yeah, compared to 6 weeks for the others.
He did great for two weeks. We'll have to see what a little more time gives him.
Yeah.
And he can do.
And then Paulina Poroskova. There we go. I knew I'd get it out.
Tall
long girl.
Lines. Wouldn't you love to see Clyde and her dance together?
Absolutely. Yeah,
beautiful,
really.
Beautiful, long, tall lines. And it's going to be interesting, I think, because of her awkwardness. Also, she's going to have some trouble with the rhythm dances. But we'll see.
We'll see. Next Monday, the 11 Dancing with the Stars hopefuls dance again. The first cast off will be announced next Tuesday, which means we'll have you back here on Wednesday morning of next week.
Right.
To talk some more about Dancing with the Stars season number 4 underway. Thank you much for being here this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
The Wall Street.